It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour brought to you by Duffy Sports Grill. Christian Catton with ESPN West Palm alongside Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham. Coach, welcome to Las Vegas once again in back-to-back years. How's your day gone so far?
Good. It's many days. Kick off the season is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And I guess we're the first conference to do it, so we never come out of the gate. But it just means to me that we're going to be in fall camp very soon and the season is right.
You know, I want to cut right to it. I was so sad to not get a full season of Hammond Rising last year. Yeah, I was going to say, I preached in the choir here. So what can the Big 12 expect out of your Heisman contending quarterback in 2024?
Well, first of all, he's a terrific quarterback. He plays, speaks for himself. He's literally number three ranked in QBR.
I really appreciate it.
The quarterback in the country returning this year.
I mentioned here in the Big 12, of course, it's no news breaking here. Utah's first season in the Big 12. And that brings us an exciting twist to the whole world. Same conference, the conference game. It got the better of you last year, BYU did, after a 9-game winning streak. Is there any motivation going into this season? Do you talk about that loss, the motivating factor, offseason-wise?
Not yet. That was a couple of years back.
Last time we played.
Yeah, last time. But it's really come full circle. I don't think it's back to the level last week. Of course, played every single time. And we went to the back end, and then we came to the best. Played for a couple of years now, a couple of years. So it's come full circle. It's back in play every single year. Now, what it's not is in the typical place that it's been as far as the end of the season. It's right. It's an old game or something like that. But it's a conference game now, which makes it so much more fun. And our preparation for that really doesn't change as far as the process, but certainly the emotions and the excitement that we're running on. That's by far, unless you got the Olympics or some rarity in the state of Utah, the biggest sporting event in the state of Utah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's my favorite game to watch on TV. The blue and the red together, it just feels like college football at its finest form. And I know you got to go, so I got one more question for you. Can you believe you're going into year 20 in Utah? If you were able to go back in time to 2004 and tell your 2004 self one thing, what would that be?
I would say do a better job of getting a handle on the final team that you're in and stay very psyched. Because at first I thought just hard work myself, I'm going to worry about it, just work hard. Don't tell me about the pain, show me the baby type of mentality. And that is not how it works. You've got to be completely in tune with your players, their state of mind, what's going on in their lives, off the field as well as on the field. And just making sure you build those relationships that are so.
Coach, thank you so much. I know you got running around all day today, so I appreciate the pit stop.
Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.